Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African government says the G20 summit leaders' declaration was adopted unanimously. The confirmation that leaders from the world's largest economies adopted the declaration by consensus came during President Cyril Ramaphosa's opening remarks at the summit in Johannesburg. NewsWatch's Nashira Sudal is there with the developments. Nashira, can you give us a breakdown of what this all means?
Well, Ramaphosa told leaders that there was an overwhelming consensus that one of the first tasks of the summit should be the early adoption of the declaration. Traditionally, the declaration is only finalized and announced at the end of the G20 summit, and according to the program shared with the media, it was originally scheduled for tomorrow. The president said adopting it at the start sends a clear signal to the world that multilateralism can deliver. He says it's a message of hope and solidarity, demonstrating that G20 leaders remain committed to their pledge to leave no person, no community, and no country behind. Ramaphosa also paid tribute to the Sherpas and delegations who spent months negotiating the wording of what he described as a worthy outcome document for this historic G20 meeting. This comes as South Africa prepares to hand over the G20 presidency to the United States. Initially, Washington signaled it would boycott the summit over disagreements on priorities, but it has since confirmed a representative will attend, only to mark the recognition of its upcoming role. Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya, was asked if there was no concern that the U.S. was not in the room.
Everyone noted that. Everyone will have not pretend as if that was not a reality. You'll recall that the U.S. is one of the leading originators of the G20. It is actually quite tragic that the U.S. Adopted the stance that it chose to adopt and boycott the summit, considering its historical role in the formation of the G20.
Nashira Sudial, East Coast Radio News Watch, reporting from the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg.
And back home, two people have died in a crash on the N3 before the Marion Hill Toll Plaza. LS Paramedics says the driver of a truck lost control of his car this morning, slamming into two construction workers. Spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the heavy vehicle then went down an embankment.
Paramedics assessed the two workers, both men, believed to be in their 20s. However, both men had sustained major injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for them, nor declared deceased on the scene. The truck driver had sustained moderate injuries and was stabilized on scene and transported to hospital by ALS paramedics for the further care that he required. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And KZN is in for a stormy weekend, with the SA Weather Service issuing several alerts for the province. A yellow level 2 warning's in place for severe thunderstorms in northwestern KZN today. Tomorrow, most parts of KZN, except the southeast and northeast, will be under a yellow level 4 severe thunderstorm warning. Meanwhile, southeastern KZN will be under an orange level 5 warning for severe thunderstorms tomorrow. That alert will affect municipalities including eThekwini, Ugu and Umgungundlovu. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. KZN COGTA spokesperson Senzo Lumzila says they may result in injuries, danger to life and damage or loss of infrastructure.
The weather conditions are expected to disrupt major routes. It is also expected that it could lead to the damage of both public and private infrastructure. MEC Buthelezi has placed disaster management teams on high alert within the two districts and the metro, with the aim of ensuring that these teams are able to safeguard areas that are prone to weather-related incidents. These teams also will be working closely to ensure that major routes are safely guarded. Residents are urged to ensure that they follow all safety protocols and ensure that they follow all instructions from disaster officials.
Durban's a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 32, Richards Bay and Moira River 33, Newcastle 30, Ulundi 35, Margate, Kokstad and the Berg 27. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach, with sunrise at 11 minutes to 5. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanye.